And this is VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. We've been hearing a lot this afternoon about the reopening of the Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. One of the people who's been working for years to restore U.S.-Cuba relations is Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. The Democrat was at today's ceremony in Washington, and he joins us to talk about what's next for this diplomatic relationship. Senator, welcome back to VPR.
Thank you.
You've been in Washington for a long time. You've been working on this particular issue for a long time as well. How did it feel to finally see the Cuban flag raised over the embassy there this morning?
It was actually a thrill. I think it was probably the most emotional thing. They played the Cuban national anthem with the Cuban flag there, and everybody cheered. And then they played the United States national anthem, and everybody cheered. It was a very, I think it was emotional for the Cubans. It was for me. I spent so many years trying to bring this about. And I know next month when I go down with Secretary Kerry for the raising of the flag in our embassy in Havana, it'll be just as emotional.
Certainly today was a big milestone, Senator, but there's still a trade embargo, which has hurt Cuba's economy. There are still big questions about human rights in Cuba and the economic quality of life for everyday Cubans. What's the next thing that you think Washington has to do in order to move this relationship forward?
Well, I think we have to remove the trade embargo. If you were to put that to a vote to the American people, it'd be overwhelming. Get rid of it. But Cuba has to take some steps of their own. You mentioned human rights. That's not a reason not to have an embassy. If we required every country to follow the kind of pattern of human rights that we want, we would have to close half our embassies around the world. The fact is, if we want to set an example to another country, we have to have an embassy. We have to have our best men and women at it. We can't say we'll only deal with you when you've taken care of all your problems, all your human rights problems.
But do you think there should be any human rights conditions or any conditions placed on Cuba before the U.S. removes this trade embargo?
No. I think the trade embargo, if anything, it hinders improvements. As long as we have the trade embargo, it gives Cuba an excuse to do whatever they want. I've told both the Castros, in some ways, the trade embargo is the best thing they have going for them. They can blame all their mistakes on the United States. We remove the trade embargo, then they're going to have to stand up and do the things they need to do in their own country.
Opening the embassy in Washington is one thing. Rebuilding trust between Cuba and the U.S. is quite another after decades of mistrust between the two countries. How should the U.S. government go about building that trust now?
I think we want to have as much interchange between the peoples of our countries as possible. Trust is not going to be restored overnight. You're absolutely correct. But student exchanges, exchanges of artists, musicians, writers, scholars, this will help a great deal. Let people who may disagree with Cuba go to Cuba and vice versa. I think the more this happens, the better off we are.
And Senator Leahy, how long will it take before everyday Vermonters can travel to Cuba or can buy Cuban goods as easily as they might from any other country that has friendly relations with the U.S.? How long is that going to take?
Well, the sooner we lift the embargo, the sooner we can do that. I hope we can start having regular trade. Our agriculture people, I'll tell you, a lot of our medical people hope that we can have regular trade. The sooner we do, the better it's going to be for the United States and for Cuba.
In the past, you've talked about the possibility of having more agricultural exchange programs between Vermont and Cuba. In particular, you've said the country has a shortage of cheese, which maybe we could help them with. What has to happen before an agreement like that could be in place, and how long might that take?
Well, if we get the embargo, we could probably do it fairly quickly.
But you would have to lift that embargo.
Yeah, Vermonters know that Vermonters know how to export things. One of the things the Cubans told me, they import milk and cheese from New Zealand. They'd much rather import it much closer to where they are.
We've been talking with Vermont U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy about today's reopening of the Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. Senator, thank you.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.